Welcome to Dinner Audio Interview 2976.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd have to say my grandpa, because he's pretty much the one who inspired me to do what I'm going to do in life as far as being a doctor. Or I want to be a doctor, so I'd say his drive for me to be a doctor and the fact that I've always thought of him as very smart, and he's just always been there for me, so.
Who do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be like my grandpa, but I'd like to be a doctor when I am done with school, but as far as that goes, I'm in the process of that.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I come from a small town, so humble beginnings. It's pretty different compared to a lot of kids. But I think it made me strive to be better, because it's not that I didn't like it. It was just, you see, small towns, there's a lot of people that didn't get out of the small town, so.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile would have a good picture of the kind of person you are? If not, what would you add to accurately describe yourself?
I think so, because for the most part it fills out how I am, but I don't know. A lot of people usually think I'm a jock, but a lot of people don't know that I'm a nerd in college, so.
How would you describe your personality?
I'd say I'm pretty laid back, but at the same time, in school I'm serious about it, so I stress about things, but at the same time I don't let them get too in the way of how I am.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your children?
Common courtesy for sure, but a lot of common sense from my dad for the most part. He's showed me how to treat people and how you treat people, and that kind of in turn helps you out in the long run, so.
What do you like to do when you're spending time with your family?
When I go and visit, we usually start talking about things from growing up, so we just sit around and talk about funny things from our childhoods that are fun.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I'm pretty well at balancing things, because in high school I was an athlete and I was in all advanced classes, so it kind of helps you learn to balance, because there's so much to do and so little time.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like the least?
I like that I'm a goal-setting kind of person, because it helps me in the long run as far as school and anything in life, because I can set a goal and, I guess, work towards it every day. But my worst attribute would probably be being too nice to people a lot of times. It ends up, I don't know, I guess I get taken advantage of a lot, so.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Trustworthiness, because it's like everything in a relationship with a person. If you don't trust somebody, then you actually don't know them.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received and why this gift was so special.
I would have to say my dad's hunting rifle, because he only had a few, and I guess it was one of the things that he liked the most, and he gave it to me just recently for Christmas, so it's kind of a big deal.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
Easter, because there's not as much gift giving and it's more about being together than Christmas. Usually the gift giving gets to me because I don't see the point, but I'd rather just be with my family.
What is your most memorable vacation?
Well, my family, we had a travel trailer, and we traveled to the Grand Canyon, to Colorado, to Texas, and New Mexico over like 2 weeks, and it was just fun because we got to go everywhere, and we were all together the whole time, so it was a fun time.
Did you have family pets when you were growing up, and if so, could you tell me about them?
I had a dog. She was a golden retriever. I had her. She was one of the better ones, pretty much the best. Now everything kind of falls short as far as pets go.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I liked sports a lot when I was little. I liked to play football, hockey, and basketball, pretty much anything that my cousins would. I had two cousins that were my age, so we all played together, so any sports was really fun with them.
What types of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
I liked adventure books mostly. I read all the Lord of the Rings when I was little, and I really liked them. I liked The Hobbit a lot. My dad gave me that book. I couldn't really. It took me forever to read it, but once I finished it, I think it was probably my favorite.
What types of books do you enjoy now?
Probably the same, but I've branched out a lot more as far as books with meaning. For college, you read a lot more philosophical books, so those are good too.
What is your favorite word and why?
Trust, I guess. Just because it has a lot of meaning to me, and I don't know, I guess it has a lot of meaning to me is probably why.
What was the last sporting event you attended?
A college football game.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time and why you enjoy them.
I like to read for the most part, and then I also watch movies. I like to watch movies a lot.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
On the weekends, I like working out. It makes me relax, so I work out all during the week too, but on the weekends, I guess, just hanging out with my friends and doing whatever everybody wants to do.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Not that I know of. I would say no.
What is the most important thing to happen to you? How did it change you?
I had a friend that passed away a year ago in February, so it was pretty crazy. It was just brought me down to earth as far as everything.
What is your definition of success?
Achieving what you sought out to get, I guess. I mean, if you don't make any plans, then you're not gonna, or make any goals, then you're not gonna achieve them. But at the same time, I guess you could achieve something without setting a goal.
What is your biggest frustration?
Lazy people frustrate me.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
My first day of college is pretty earth-shattering, I guess, when I got there, and I come from a small high school, so going to college and you're just another small fish in the sea, so it's pretty cool.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Choosing the college that I chose would probably be a risk that I took, because I had a big list that I couldn't decide about, and at the same time I wanted to play sports, but it just didn't work out, so I'd say that was a risk I took.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your perception of it.
When I was in philosophy, we talked about religion and stuff a lot, and I guess just the whole picture of religion, it just kind of opened my eyes when you think about the whole thing. It was just a good eye-opener, I guess.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Watching college football, but I guess it's over for 6 months.
What is your approach to life?
One step at a time. Don't get ahead of myself, because I have a lot of goals, and if I don't live right now, then I guess I'm not really going to get anything done.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I guess getting my Eagle Scout. It took quite a while. I mean, high school took a lot while too, but it was just another thing that was pretty exciting after I finally finished it, because I had four friends that we were all doing it together, so once we all got it, it was pretty sweet.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I liked Risk, just because it was a war game, but at the same time I liked Monopoly a lot, because my whole family would play together, so that was always fun.
Who is your favorite actor?
Probably Johnny Depp, because I like his films, because they're more, I guess, not independent, but I don't know, I just like the style of his films. And then,
what is your favorite dinner?
I like food in general, but any kind of Asian is usually good if I don't eat it all the time.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Went rock climbing 2 summers ago, and it was pretty exhilarating. It was getting that high up and just having a rope holding you up. It's pretty crazy.
What is something you wish you could do but cannot?
I wish I could be playing football right now in college, but it's just not in the books for me.
How do you deal with stress?
I go to the gym and I work out. I like to work out.
What are three things you can't live without?
I guess the weight room, just because I like to work out a lot, and I like it just helps me balance my day. Probably my family and my friends.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I guess I wanted to be something like my grandpa. He's into wildlife biology, but I wasn't really big into that, but I knew I wanted to do something in the sciences, so that was what I was leaning towards.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
I can work out for a while, but I usually know that there's time's flying by because I get tired, but I guess reading sometimes, time flies by on the weekends.
How do you want to be remembered?
I'd say that I made a difference in the world somehow, I guess helping people or something.
What was the last thing that made you laugh?
My mom, she emailed me a joke about something, or something about my dad this morning.
Name a few things that you can't stand whatsoever.
Laziness, that's a big thing for me. It just kind of annoys me when people are lazy, and then rude people, too, that is annoying.
You are majoring in biochemistry. When did you first become interested in this field?
I was going to major in chemistry, and I liked bio, so I found that this major has both, so it's kind of what I was leaning towards, and I just needed something in the sciences to go pre-med with, so it worked out.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing? Work, family, travel?
I'd like to say, if not already, working somewhere as a doctor, and I'd like to be in, I guess, medical school or some kind of specialization school, or I don't know if I'd be married yet. I'd like to say so, but never know. I'm busy.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Dinner, somewhere nice, I guess. Everything perfect, and then I don't mess up somehow.
What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
Smart people, at least sharp people, so that, and then at the same time, somebody that's pretty and you can talk to, so.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Make them happy. I guess just be there for them when they need me and make them feel special.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I saw an ad and I thought since I'm putting myself through school, it'd be a good way to help myself while helping others.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2976.